What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk! Oh my!
Goodness gracious!
Don't sit on the sidelines, be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep, left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
It's a Monday night, so it's time to talk Ole Miss Athletics, the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. It is Gary and Yancey.
Yeah.
As Chuck is off this week, we're going to get into... I would assume, obviously, more recruiting with Ben Garrett.
Yep.
And we'll get with baseball with Brad Henderson. Is that
That's
correct?
Right. That's right.
We need your text messages at 662-426-1093, and we will get to those in the middle of the show. We'll take a look at some injuries and all of the other normal stuff that we do. I assume you have a good, bad, and ugly.
Huh? I do.
Okay, good.
I do.
All right.
Light of Chuck.
Good.
We got one. I'm going to try to make you proud.
Excellent. All right, so all of that's happening. We do have a couple of questions. In and around baseball, obviously from the weekend.
Yeah.
And before we get into that, First South Farm Credit, 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture, ready to guide you through the financial journey at First South Farm Credit. So I was unable. I had a Grizzlies game on Friday, and on my computer, I was watching baseball up, down, looking around, right, yeah. And kind of getting glimpses of the whole thing. I really hate I was not in attendance. That was a baseball game I would have liked to have been in. I know Liam Doyle struck out 14. Mm-hmm. I know it was what it was, but the way that, again, Hunter Elliott worked hard to get to what he did, mm-hmm. and then Mason Morris pitched for, I mean, he was just as good.
Yeah.
Right? And innings. What he did. That was a college baseball game OG Dard would have liked to have been at and missed. Then saw Saturday and Sunday. And realized one thing. I think, you know, people kept asking, so how good do you think this team is? And my answer, Yancey, and we've said it on this show, well, I know they're better than the last 2 years. We've said it every week, right?
Yeah,
I know
sure.
They're better, and let's see. I know they're better, and then you saw what happened against Arkansas. I know they're better, and it continued. And then when they went toe-to-toe this weekend, I think you can see, right? The difference to me in the weekend, the bullpen guys for Tennessee pitched a little bit better than the Ole Miss guys.
Yeah,
I think that was it.
When you got deep into the bullpen.
Correct, yeah.
I think arms went through five in the bullpen. Ole Miss was just as good, but once you got deep into the bullpen, and that's why I've been saying all season, the key to the season in the end, remember how you're playing when it comes June and not how you're playing when it's April, is the development of that bullpen. You know, guys like Calhoun and Cade and Taylor – you know, Jones, that you figured would be a prominent guy that was proven, has obviously struggled as recent. You got to get those guys going.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. I mean, Hutz has been so rock solid. He had that one inning against Arkansas, and he shut everybody down since, and he gave up five runs in an inning and a half. And, you know, went to a two-run lead to Ole Miss, went to a three-run deficit, and that put them in a hole. But then they answered right back. I mean, this team is scrappy, and they've got the pieces in place, I think. They've just got to get those arms that we just spoke about.
It.
They need to get one or two of those guys really going, and I think they're going to be fine.
I mean, they're 9-6 through the first half of the season in the SEC.
Yeah.
And I think we can look at it, and there's something, right? I think they probably could have won more against Arkansas.
Yeah.
I think they could have won one more, obviously, this weekend.
Yep.
So
I thought Ole Miss was the better team than Tennessee. I really did as a whole. That's why you hate it to lose that weekend, because I thought Ole Miss was a little bit better than Tennessee. I thought Arkansas was a little bit better than Ole Miss at that time. I don't know now, you know, a month and a half later, but I thought at that time that they were a little bit better than Ole Miss. But I thought Ole Miss was a little bit better than Tennessee. That's why you hated to lose that game.
Mm-hmm. Either one of them, Friday or Sunday, whichever way it went.
Yeah.
But definitely, once you had evened it up on Saturday and you had that one where you came back and you got ahead, obviously losing that one on Sunday. Mm-hmm. I think we could kind of hear it a little bit in Coach B's voice when he was on with Borky and Haydad just moments ago, right? The fine line of winning in this league is there, and it's close. You've closed the gap, but the disappointing part is you had to walk away Sunday with a loss.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. The biggest thing out of that interview that I heard from Mike was that, you know, Spencer's coming off shoulder tendonitis. He wasn't feeling good Sunday. I don't know if they would have even thrown him if he was, but he said he wasn't feeling real well. So they were forced to go to somebody else, and, you know, it just happened that Jones was always – going to be that guy, right? And ever since that Florida series, I mean, the electric stuff he threw Fridays when he closed that game to the next game.
It happened against Arkansas, though.
Yeah. Even the team is saying that somehow the other team knows what pitches are coming, and he's got to figure it out. Staff does, too.
All right. We'll roll the five things deeper down the line just a little bit, because we got like a minute and a half before we get into it. Ben Garrett's coming up next. Lots of text messages already coming in, and I'll get you in this last minute to address this one, because it was straight to you. Somebody wants you to just admit we should have beaten Tennessee.
Yeah, they should have. Ole Miss, I thought they were a little bit better team defensively, offensively. And, I mean, obviously, if you put Doyle on Ole Miss's roster, it's a large gap between the difference, and that's what hurts so bad, because, you know, he was an Ole Miss Rebel.
But you needed the extra NIL money to have kept him, plus what you brought in.
That's what really told me. You add $1 million to the NIL fund, and Ole Miss could be the best team in the country right now.
Ben Garrett's coming up after the break. It's the Cannon Motors Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford. We want to see you satisfied. If you don't see what you're looking for online or on lot, it can still be yours. From the model you want down to the color you're after, we got you covered. Don't see the one on our website or at the dealership, we'll find it. Test drive a new Chevrolet Equinox or tell us exactly what you're searching for today. Let us do the legwork for you on all your new or pre-owned vehicle needs. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats the Cannon deal. Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
The experts at Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine are the trusted orthopedic team physicians for your Ole Miss Rebels. Their specialists provide elite orthopedic care using state-of-the-art technology and personalized treatment plans to get you back on your feet faster. From mom's sprained ankle to your son's football injury, Oxford Ortho is here for your family. With offices located in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Tupelo, their physicians are always close by when you need them. Oxford Ortho and Sports Medicine is the official orthopedic team physicians for you and your Ole Miss Rebel.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Still to go, plenty of text messages, 426-1093, to get to those. Brad Henderson with more on baseball. We'll get the injury report. A few things from Yancey, some SEC and Ole Miss news. But he was so good last week, he's back this week. It's the one, it's the only, Benjamin Garrett. Hello.
This is like a record. I can't remember the last time I went back-to-back. This is crazy. Either you are desperate or you just love me that much. I'm going to go with this.
No, we know
both,
you.
We're desperate, and we love you.
You know this portal news. Ben, and I know there's some anxious Ole Miss fans. I mean, I don't know if in the history that we're sitting here in late April with four basketball players on the roster going into next year with, nine openings is crazy. But, you know, as they could go into the portal up until the 22nd, but they're still free to sign all the way to the basketball season. Is this as unusual to you as it is to me?
No. Malik Dia didn't commit till April 15th of last year. Then after him was Dre Davis, and after him was Sean Padula. This is the timeline now. Ole Miss is speed dating with a number of different targets and prospects, and what we used to know about recruiting even as late as last year has again been completely turned on its head. I mean, it moves quickly where Pop Isaacs comes in on a visit and everything's going well, but the medicals don't check out and he falls off the board. 2 days later, they're welcoming more top-end transfers to come in. Also, not four. They have five people in the roster. Yancey, don't sell them short. Tyus Jordan, Patton Pinkins, Eduardo Klofke, Malik Dia, and Corey Chess. But, yeah, they do have to add as many as 10 spots if they want to because rosters have expanded. So they can go any number of directions. I think this week's going to be a very busy one for them. I think you're going to see a lot of resolution and activity specifically on the Ole Miss end because, again, we're kind of getting into that sweet spot of when this stuff should start popping. And Ole Miss, like, for example, today we're hearing, and don't hold me to it because I don't know because all this stuff at the end of the day, it changes like the wind. But Ole Miss, I think, is in the final two for Conference USA Player of the Year, Jaron Pierre Jr. And if they get him, you're cooking with bacon grease, right? I mean, this is a player that has talked to Kentucky, Arkansas, Auburn. SMU is in a particularly strong position for him only because they've built a good package and pitch. But I think Ole Miss is in a strong spot there. And then other options include Justin Porter from Middle Tennessee, who visited over the weekend. I don't know if he's 100% a take or not, but if he is to pop for Ole Miss, it'll be in the next couple of days, I think. And then another visitor that Ole Miss had was Louisville's Corin Johnson. And both of them, in my opinion, are on Ole Miss commit watch because I just think that, again, this is a big week for activity. And now that we're kind of in the commitment timeline as Ole Miss shapes this roster, this will be a big week for them.
What have you heard on the Indiana transfers, two former five stars that were reportedly in as late as yesterday, but nothing has been confirmed on that? What do you know about those two?
Well, I know is that they visited, that they arrived for visits on Sunday. Bryson Tucker, McKenzie Mbako, two players that Ole Miss would, of course, love to land, both at least 6'7". Last year, Mbako averaged 12.4 points and 4.3 rebounds, started all but one game. Former five-star McDonald's All-American stepped right in and started as an Indiana freshman in 2023, but his two-point efficiency last year jumped from 45.3% to 52.6%, so an ascending player as well. They as far as we know, because, again, some conflicting reporting out there, but from everything we've gathered, yes, those players are on campus and that have been on campus and are very much targets to think about for Ole Miss. Another one that was supposed to come in for a visit tomorrow was decorated Sam Houston transfer Lamar Wilkerson. But now I'm hearing that that is now going to be Auburn and not Ole Miss. So that might mean a couple of things. One, that they just missed out. They ended up on the losing end of one. Or it could explain because Jaron Pierre Jr. and Wilkerson are kind of a similar player. Maybe they feel good about Jaron. And Jaron Pierre, and it allows them to kind of move on to other areas to address, like we're talking about, bigs that are visiting on campus. So, again, a lot of moving parts, man. It's hard to keep track sometimes, but that's why you go to the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and fill it on 3. If you sign up today, get for just $1. Because this is a constant moving target. It's a different world. Where old days you could call two people and know who Ole Miss is going to sign by the end of the week, this stuff changes, as I said, like the wind. But Ole Miss is in on a number of decorated players, and I think this week's really important for them. And while I understand the antsiness of Ole Miss fans, I do, there is absolutely no hurry for anybody anymore. It's just about finding the right mix and getting it at the right value point and getting it at the right agreement point for everybody involved, and that's part of negotiations. That's why it makes it so ridiculous that there's not collective bargaining at this point, because a lot of this is just what works financially in terms of what they value for a particular roster spot. So it's an interesting time, and I get it. I get why Ole Miss fans are like, where's the action? But the action is constant. It's just Ole Miss needs another domino to fall. Corey Chester was a domino, of course, and Malik Dia was a huge domino. But now it's time for these transfers, these high-end transfers that they're talking to and competing with the likes of Kentucky and Auburn. I mean, you're talking about the best of the best out there in college basketball and winning, coming on the winning end of landing these players. So that's where a little more patience is needed. And, you know, if we're like this time a month from now, then, yeah, I'll understand the hand-wringing. But otherwise, you just got to be a little patient because the factors are again, just so – moving, and you just don't know.
There's another player that there seemed to be some rumors that Ole Miss was interested in, Grand Canyon, 6'10" power forward, Duke Brennan. Have you heard anything about him?
No, but a little bit, but not nearly as much as some other players that we've talked about here. Some additional targets that we know Ole Miss has at least touched base with, had in for visits, any number of things. Rakees Passmore from Kansas. Ante Brizovic from Charleston, Augusta Casilla from Butler was on a visit. I'm kind of at this point thinking that Ole Miss and Augusta Casilla is not going to happen, because typically with visit, with guys that come in for a visit, if they're going to take them, it's within a day or two that it happens. And it's been, I think, almost 2 weeks now since he was in town. So maybe that one's kind of fallen off the board, but we do know that he came in for a visit and he was being considered. And there are a number of other guys that they really want to get in the game with. Wilkerson was one of them, but I like Tayton Conaway, who I mentioned last week. So does Ole Miss. He's got a visit coming up, not to Ole Miss, but I think it's Indiana. And Passmore is coming off a trip to Virginia and has Miami on Tuesday. But Ole Miss is also in on North Carolina's Ian Jackson, but St. John's appears to be the favorite. But that could change, just like it changed with Pop Isaacs seemingly so quickly. The same could be said about where Ole Miss stands in these things, where Ian Jackson could be ticketed for St. John's in an hour, he could be ticketed for Ole Miss. But I think that the ones that we're most paying attention to, we kind of already mentioned, starting with, of course, Jaron Pierre.
Ben, can't thank you enough. Look forward to seeing what transpires this next week, and hopefully we'll have some guys to talk about on next Monday.
Now, don't tease me with a good time. If I need to go back to back to back, you just let me know. I'm here.
Hey, we will. Nobody knows this better than you do. You're doing a great job, my man.
Oh, thank you for the compliment. Anytime, I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
You too, bud.
Ben Garrett, Ole Miss Spirit. And as you said, you can keep up with all of that. Plus, you'll get this audio in case you missed anything already on the program, or you may have to take a break on the back end of the show. It'll be up on the Spirit a little bit later on. I need to tell you about the Faris Group, our partner in retirement. Faris Group has over 20 years of experience, proven track record, helping retirees invest and not outlive the savings during that retirement. If you're nearing or you're already retired, call the Faris Group. Their office number is 601-607-4141. That's 601-607-4141 to schedule your free consultation. I was in and down and around on the square and saw moving parts of the recruiting weekend.
Yeah.
Saw different pieces of the basketball puzzle, the football puzzle. Everybody had somebody walking them around the square over the weekend, whether it was players or whatever it might be. And what a the city of Oxford had obviously baseball going on where there were double-digit thousands of people at games all weekend. Junior Parent Day was going on. I met a parent of a junior from Kosciuszko doing the Rebel Strike Zone at Back Nine on Saturday. Then there were, I don't know how many baseball, soccer, whatever teams out at M-Trade Park. I bet there were 100,000 people in the city of Oxford.
No, it's crazy.
And these teams got an opportunity to walk guys, gals, because we're seeing Coach Yo's rolling them in too, by the way, you know, all
Number
over this
class.
City and showing it off. It was a humongous recruiting weekend for almost every sport.
And double-decker's just 2 weeks away.
Oh, boy.
And that is going to be wild.
All right, we've got text messages, injuries, and more as we continue. 426-1093. We're back in a few.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hotty Todd and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
Let's jump into some text messages from Cannon Cleary McGraw. By the way, if you, like most people, are looking for a condo or anything, they've got signs up. I've seen them in several areas.
Crazy.
All over the place. CCMOxford.com can help you.
The condos, I mean, you can't even put one on the market 5 seconds later.
It's interesting. I was on a phone call today with a family member, right, and with several other people from Memphis that I talk with a lot. And all three, one, two of them actually are because their kids are playing weekend baseball in Oxford all the time, and their thought is, I'll buy a condo.
Yeah.
And then rent it out the rest of the time.
Yeah.
And we can come down. We got a place to stay on all these baseball weekends or whatever it might be. And
spending $1,500 a weekend.
There's a new market. Hotel? There's a whole new market for it. Of course. Right? All right. So our text messages kind of run like this. First in line is, what's the possibility of Smithwick back as a DH?
I mean, I just think it depends on who is pitching, left side or the right side. But you got so many left-handers right now. I mean, you got on the right side, you got Colin Reuter. He hadn't DH'd in 2 or 3 weeks, I don't think.
Even now, Furness is playing first base against the left-handers because he's hitting over 300. Now, I know it's skewed, like he's hitting 350 against righties and 200 or whatever against lefties. But he's still hitting enough to stay there.
You got Randall when he's not in the lineup. I mean, I think he's batting 386 on the season in SEC play. I mean, it's just like we said at the beginning
Federico
of the season.
And Federico is a switch hitter, and you can leave him in.
That's right.
It doesn't matter if they make a pitching change.
And he gets so many clutch hits. Right. We said at the beginning of the season, this is the most depth position-wise that Ole Miss has had in I don't know how long. And it's just it's tough.
And
but it gives you those opportunities at the end of the game to go righty against lefty, lefty against righty.
Yeah.
You know, and gives you some firepower at the end of the game. So there's still a spot for Smithwick. We saw that against Kentucky.
Sure. He got the two-run home run that basically was game winner in that one against Kentucky. Got his at bat late, you know, in the game against Tennessee. And it was not the same. But that's what you're going to get.
Yeah, you're not
going to
hit a home run every at bat.
And I wouldn't be surprised if this weekend you don't see him as a DH at some point or whatever. I mean, it's going to be a matchup. I think we see Fawley's kind of taking the catching spot, though.
He's taking that spot. But, I mean, when you had Samford and Mormon in that huge slump, there might have been an opening. But then they kind of woke up this weekend, right? But they were in a horrible slump, both of them.
All right, Lynn, let's go back into the bullpen a little bit for this question. And what do we think about McCausland and Caney being used more in the late-inning bridge as closers due to their experience before coming to Ole Miss? We saw McCausland do it this weekend.
Yeah, but he's more bridging it in to get to the closer on Saturday because he can go those three innings, right?
But he could finish it all now.
But he certainly could, you know. And the key, again, for that is hooks to me. If you get hooks that every outing but the Arkansas and Tennessee games, I mean, he can bridge that gap and be a middle guy and go 3-4 innings even if you need it like we saw against Kentucky, and then you can have him at the end of the game. So it's just, you know, one or two of those arms. It's all about the bullpen.
It is. And to Caney, I think he's another one of those longer inning guys. Maybe not a come in and just the ninth. Both of those guys are starters is what they are.
Yeah.
And not starters for the weekend, but they're starters and guys that are going to go multiple innings, not situational stuff.
And I think with Caney, he has that closer's mentality.
Could.
And I think he has that in him. We heard Bianco talk about when they said, could you see Caney be the closer next weekend if, you know, Spencer can't go multiple games in the weekend? And he says, well, I can't promise that because it's situational, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Tennessee against the low – Caney's not going to blow you away with 96, 98-mile-an-hour balls, just like Hultz hitting. And they had a lot of success with Hultz. And so they were probably thinking that with Jones, he was a better matchup because he does have, you know, 98, 99 fastballs. So I think it just depends on how well that pitcher matches up against that team.
And, of course, this weekend, I mean, you got Little Rock tomorrow, and then it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
So
Easter.
It will be, you know, depending on who throws on Tuesday as to Tuesday morning, by the way, kids game on tomorrow morning. So you've got the 11 a.m. start for that one against Little Rock. And then see who you have to pitch to get through there as to who's available, you know, as far as the weekend.
Yeah, I think it'd be very similar to what we've seen in the past weeks. And people don't understand this. Like, don't use a weekend arm, but you also got to remember they throw a bullpen session in the middle of the week.
So everybody.
Some of them, you will see weekend guys in there. And it's a great time, again, to get the Calhouns, the Cades, all these guys that have great stuff. And I know people hate to hear the word stuff, but they've got, you know, they've got SEC arms, but have struggled a little bit as recently. And they've been up and down. I mean, Calhoun, Hudson Calhoun, they looked great, you know, up until that point against Tennessee. And then maybe the moment got too big, he gave up 2 or 3 walks, and then he got out of the game. So, Hooks maybe as well, too. Maybe he needs a little confidence back. Maybe Brandon Jones gets in there, right? He might need a little confidence booster. And it'd be interesting to hear what Hindu, Brad Henderson, thinks about that, especially with Jones, because a lot of people seem to think that his pitches are getting tipped off.
How deep is your injury report there?
It's not too deep.
Let's go quickly then in the last minute and a half. Okay. You can do the Southern Bone and Joint Specialist in Hattiesburg, Brookhaven, Collins, Columbia, Laurel, Picayune. We're talking about Oxford Ortho and Company. You got like now 30 seconds. Get what you can.
Well, we'll do with baseball. We'll get baseball later. I mean, obviously with Connor Spencer, we talked a little bit earlier. Bianco said he wasn't feeling well on Sunday. Does feel good today, but they don't want to risk further injury with the shoulders. So we'll see if he can go multiple games this weekend or not. But my best guess, since he didn't feel good Sunday, I doubt you'll see more than one time this weekend.
I agree with that. All right, we'll come back with Brad Henderson after the break.
I like coconuts. You can break. Lying in the sun.
Ole Miss fans, football season is in the home stretch. An historic season for the Rebels. The NFL is on the road to the Super Bowl. Could all-time Rebel great A.J. Brown and the Philadelphia Eagles go back-to-back? Get off the bench and into the game with Underdog, the best place to get in on all the action all season long. Regular Talk of Champions listeners know I've been playing Underdog all year. Jackson Dart keeps delivering for the New York Giants. Think Trinidad Chambliss and Kewon Lacy will go higher or lower on stats like rushing yards, touchdowns. They've been regular picks for me, and if you get your picks right, you could win up to 5,000 times your cash. Download the Underdog app today and sign up with my promo code CHAMPIONS to score $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code CHAMPIONS for $100 in bonus entries when you play your first $5. Underdog. Make picks. Win money. Must be 18 years or older to play. 19 years or older in Alabama and Nebraska, 19 plus in Colorado for some games, 21 plus in Arizona, Massachusetts, and Virginia, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/play and get terms_DFS_HTML for details. Offer not valid in Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncgambling.org. In New York, call the 247-HOPE-LINE at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. Ole Miss fans, for better or worse, I've been a nicotine user most of my adult life. I've tried it all. So when I recommend free pouches with their convenience, fast flavor, and fast effect, trust that it's coming from someone who knows. Free Pouches is a zero tobacco nicotine pouch designed for people who want simple and hassle-free without all the smoke, vapor, or smell that comes with. Free Pouches range from 3 megs to 15 with flavors from mint and wintergreen to watermelon and lush. I've always been partial to wintergreen, just like I was when I dipped, but at least this time there aren't endless nasty bottles to clean up. No, Free Pouches sit comfortably and release flavor evenly. They're perfect for meetings, commutes, or when you just need to throw one in to calm the nerves of an Ole Miss game. Even better, Free Pouches offer instant delivery straight to your door. So try Free Pouches today. Right now, Talk of Champions listeners can get 20% off their order at freepouch.com with promo code LISTEN20. That's freepouch.com, freepouch.com, and use my promo code LISTEN20 to get 20% off today. Free, strength you can count on.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair. Every style, every home.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw Real Estate.
Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing five states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF.
Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we want to see you satisfied. If you don't see what you're looking for online or on lot, it can still be yours. From the model you want down to the color you're after, we got you covered. Don't see the one on our website or at the dealership, we'll find it. Test drive a new Chevrolet Equinox or tell us exactly what you're searching for today. Let us do the legwork for you on all your new or pre-owned vehicle needs. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody.
Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
Gary and Yancey hanging out with you. Chuck will be back next week on the program, and this portion is brought to you by Gateway Tire. 1929 is when they got started. 54 locations, 6 different states. Gateway Tire goes the distance for you. Let's bring in the man we hear on the broadcasts each and every time. He hasn't missed a one. He's a gamesman. It's Brad Henderson. Hey, dude.
What's up, man?
Hindu, tell me if I'm off here. After the Sunday game, I walked away from that stadium thinking to myself, I think Ole Miss was a little bit better baseball team than Tennessee. Yeah, they lost the series, but overall, I thought they had a little bit better baseball team. Am I crazy?
No, I don't think you're crazy. As far as that goes, now some other things maybe, Yance, but I told somebody walking out of the stadium Saturday that that this team's no better than we are. It's just a matter of who plays better and gets the timely hits, and they did on Sunday, and we didn't, right? But yeah. No, I think the margin of error between the two of us, there's not a whole lot of difference, right? And it was just three tremendous baseball games.
Really was, to the first pitch to the last pitch. I mean, the game was on the line. Didn't matter. I mean, I guess Saturday it wasn't on the line in the ninth inning there, but it was just a nail-biter all the way through. I thought two big positive developments happened to me over the weekend for Ole Miss, and one was getting Samford and Mormon going again at the plate. You know, they had been struggling these last couple weekends in SEC play, and them getting some production from them is huge for that offense.
Yeah, and we needed them, right? Because Mitchell struggled in Lexington, and, you know, you have those weekends, and you don't have them often, but, you know, I was telling somebody, I bet I was a sub 100 hitter against South Carolina. They just had my number. And you just don't see the ball well for whatever reason. Nothing, everything you hit goes right at somebody. And Mitchell was certainly that way. But yeah, I'll be honest, getting those two guys back, our lineup will stretch you out now, 1 through 9. And it really doesn't matter who it is, whether it's Chang or Randall or whoever else. It puts constant pressure on you. And I know we didn't get as many hits, and obviously they're pitching had something to do with it, but man, we fought, and we fight, and we scratch during at bats, and you know, to opposing teams, it grinds on you, and I was proud to see that. Yeah, I would have loved to have gotten one more, but it didn't happen. But yeah, this team's pretty good, especially when those two guys you mentioned get going.
The second big development to me over the weekend solidifying is Maddox. The second weekend in a row that he's pitched outstanding. You know, I think he's gone 10 innings, three earned runs in the last two outings. They were coming off losses on both of them, Kentucky and Tennessee, and he's really solidified that Saturday spot.
Yeah, it was good to see that, right? And, man, he's just pitching with so much confidence. Saw him before the game Saturday, and man, it wasn't an ounce of nervousness. And that's what you come here for, right? For these big moments, and it really boils down to who can handle it. And you know, we saw some of that bullpen on Saturday. Never really been in front of that kind of environment, and it may have gotten to him a little bit, right? Especially there, maybe in the fifth inning, some new guys, and they'll be better for that. And that's the beauty of this game. And but yeah, Riley was tremendous, and obviously we're going to need him from here on out. But especially because you don't lose many games where Hunter and Mason throw, and you feel like your back's up against the wall. But man, just two back-to-back gutsy performances from Riley.
A lot of the fans are wanting to see, you know, Morris get in there and earn an opportunity to start. And Bianco was asked about that earlier before our show, and he said, look, you got to get 27 outs over a course of a game, right? We got to manage that. And then you got to get, you know, over the course of a weekend, right? You got even more outs to get. So they got to manage it. It doesn't matter if it's at the front or the middle or the back. What is your idea on Morris's role? And do you think maybe it wouldn't be bad to give him a shot at a starting role?
Well, I think if they come to that conclusion, yeah, I'm all for it, because clearly he has just been dominant. But if you get just the normal Hunter Elliott, and you got a 1 or 2 run lead going in the fifth, and you can hand the ball to Mason Morris, you got to do it, right? Because number one, he's probably gonna get you to the finish line, and you've only used one of your bullpen guys, and you know what the percentages are if you win on Friday to win the series. And so, I guess I see both sides of it, but man, it's nice to know you're going to run those two guys out there on a Friday, and you got as good a shot to win a Friday night game as anybody in the league with those two guys. But we'll see how it all plays out. I mean, we're 9-6. We're in a really good spot, and what they've done has worked. And I think sometimes social media and some things get – everybody likes to jump on that keyboard and kind of overreact after a – you know, try and make a knee-jerk reaction. But let's just sit back. You know, these guys have been doing this a long time, and, you know, we'll see where it goes. And if he gets that opportunity, I do think he'll flourish. But I kind of like the setup right now. I think our chances of winning on Friday with those two guys are awfully, awfully good.
Because if you move him, Hindu, then you are changing that whole bullpen dynamic a little bit that you kind of wonder about now, maybe a little bit at the back end on a Sunday game. But I read a story that over the weekend, Florida State swept a series and used six guys, two pitchers each game. I mean, the bottom line is you want to win, right? You're wanting to win the game, and Elliott and Mason on Friday nights give you the best chance to win over any other combination of things you can do, other than Elliott goes eight and Spencer throws the ninth, right? If that works out, okay, kind of get that. But the object, and I think what the coaches are trying to tell us is, the object is to win a number one on Friday night, and then if it's just those two, you have many more arms that you can go after Saturday and Sunday.
And here's the deal.
That's,
I think,
right. I mean, I think in a perfect world, and this just doesn't happen in this league, is Hunter runs out there, and maybe he only gives you six innings. But when he comes out, you may have a 6 or 7 run lead.
Correct.
You know, and you don't necessarily maybe have to burn Marsh right there.
Yeah.
And how many times, you know, is Hunter going to go out there and give you eight? You know, he's never really kind of been that guy. Because teams typically work him, and you know he's gonna walk some guys. And he did it as a freshman, and he's typically been able to get out of some jams. He just really hadn't the last two games. And you say that, and you look up, and we lose 3-1. You know, it wasn't like they were just banging the ball all over the yard, and we lose last week. What was it, 4-something? I mean, it's not like he's given up huge innings anyway. But the other teams Friday night guys have been good too. So it's typically a low scoring deal. And you're trying to just milk it for what it's worth. I just think it's such a valuable piece to have Mason right behind him, because offensively you can tell we're pretty good and we're going to scratch and claw and get back in something. But you can't let that thing get away from you early. And so just go ahead and bring him in and let's let the offense go to work. So, you know, it's a danged if you do, danged if you don't when it's not going your way. We like to criticize or judge or jump on our keyboards. But when it's working and rolling, boy, it's a beautiful sight to watch on a Friday night when both those two got it going.
It was Spencer has, you know, tendonitis in his shoulder, and they didn't want to use him twice back to back days, especially when he came in hot, where he went multiple innings like this weekend. You know, I would guess Bianco said before the show that he wasn't feeling well Sunday, but he does feel good today. I would think that they don't let him go multiple games again next weekend. Who are some candidates you think, with Jones struggling there, if Ole Miss is fortunate enough to come in and close the game out and they need somebody, who are some guys in mind for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you could look at McCausland or Caney or Waters, who we didn't see this weekend.
Yeah.
Or you can go, you know, and I thought about this just like everybody else has. Or you can maybe try and go the matchup game. You know, it's easy to second guess once it's over, right? And
sure.
Then I would go back after Dennis walks the first guy in the night. Well, you got Chapman, who's a left-hander up that hit the home run. You know, maybe you piece it together. Maybe you bring Rodriguez in, the left on left, and then play the matchup game with the two righties that follow him. You know, it's so much analytics in this thing now. You probably know where you're going before the game starts, but certainly before the inning starts, and it didn't go in our favor. And I told DK in between innings, I said, "You got to get BJ in here." You know, I truly believe in him.
I did too,
and he's got the velocity to beat guys. You know, Chapman just put a good swing on a breaking ball and drove it out of the yard, and you know, you tip your cap to that guy. But if you're starting to look around, yeah, those guys I mentioned, you know, that's probably who I'd look at, depending on matchup, but. You know, obviously BJ, you know, he hadn't been great in some situations, but, you know, I still got 100% confidence in him. But, you know, it may be good to run him out and maybe a midweek to close one, just get some confidence back right now.
Great stuff, Brad, as always. Enjoy the screaming children in the morning. One of mine will be there. If he gets in trouble, I'm sending him to you.
It is a circus. But it's always a lot of fun.
It is. It is. Well, Hindu, we always appreciate it. Let's try to get a 4-0 record this week. We'll talk to you Monday.
Yep. Let's go have a good week, man.
You too.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Brad Henderson on the call with David Kellum. They'll get kickstarted at 10:30 in the a.m. Let's finish up that injury report, Mr. Yancey.
Yeah, football. last Tuesday, the players in black, which signifies injury, were wide receiver Samari Reed, Dylan Alford, Devin Price, and Deshaun Stribling. Tight end Daquan Wright. Offensive tackles Diego Pounds and Jaden Williams. Quarterback Cedric Beavers. And defensive end Santarian Perkins, who's been out all spring with the labrum recovery. And then linebacker TJ Daugherty. Center Bryson Sanders has been good to go the last few practices. He's out of the black, looking really good there at center. And defensive end Princewell, he's also been back after being in black for a few of the practices there in spring training. So they look good to go. And then Traylon Ray, the West Virginia transfer, and cornerback Jalen Bratson, the transfer from Arkansas, neither one of them have gone full go the whole spring, to our knowledge.
All right, and I will get into some SEC and Ole Miss news brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins, the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires, as Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. Madison Scott was invited to New York for the WNBA draft that just started, and Paige Buchers was selected by Dallas as the number one overall pick. That's the only thing that's happened so far. But Madison Scott is there, looking to be the eighth Rebel drafted in school history and the third from Coach Yo.
I hope she goes in the first
round. If you're invited, pretty good shot. Somebody's already said, yeah, we're really interested in Madison Scott, right?
Yeah, I mean, she's one of the 12 best players.
Then into the D1 baseball poll. Texas number one, Arkansas two, Clemson now three. Then you have Tennessee moving up to four. Georgia moves back up to five. Auburn is eight after sweeping LSU. How about that? Then LSU drops to nine. Ole Miss fell to 11. Surprised
yeah,
me.
Was,
right?
Yeah.
To go that deep.
Yeah.
Surprised me to go that deep. The rest of the way, Alabama 15, Oklahoma 18, and Vandy 19 in those. And, of course, you got Thursday, Friday, Saturday stuff coming up in the SEC. You want to do some NIL before we hit the break, or you want to hold on to that?
The five thoughts.
Oh, well, we better do those. Shouldn't we? And that is brought to you by our friend Steve Grantham. He's got nine Outback Steakhouse locations in Mississippi and Tennessee.
Yeah, thought number one, Ole Miss once again had a lead going into the ninth inning, but failed to get the job done when their closer, Connor Spencer, was not used on back-to-back days while he continues to battle tendonitis in his shoulder. Let's see if Caney can get the job done next weekend if given the opportunity. He passed his first test at Kentucky. I think he's your guy when Spencer isn't available. Thought number two, I'm not really too concerned about Ole Miss not winning the series against Tennessee because I know how close this team is to becoming an elite team. They just need their bullpen to keep developing. That will continue to be the key factor moving forward. Thought number three, it was nice getting Mormon and Sanford going again at the plate. They both have been in a pretty big slump. They will be needed coming down the home stretch. Thought number four, the football portal opens Wednesday. We suspect you'll see Ole Miss very active in the defensive backfield, as we've alluded to the last several weeks, and they will also add a backup quarterback. Obviously, you'll probably see some of the current players jump in the portal as well. Roles are being defined right now for next season, and some players want a bigger role than what they're projected in the 25 season. That's just inevitable. Look for this to transpire in the wide receiver room, as there are more players than roles. Thought number five, don't panic about the lack of commitments in the basketball portal. Remember that the players can't enter the portal past April the 22nd, but the teams can still sign the players all the way until school starts. 33 of the top 100 players in the portal are still undecided.
Just crazy numbers,
though. I think it's like over 1,200 total players.
Crazy numbers.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And to your point there, and Ben made it too, Malik Dia did not commit until about this time.
Yeah, April 15th.
Right, and so all the rest of the dominoes will come and fall.
And Beard's going to be choosy. He's not going to panic and get guys to get. He's going to make sure they fit his system. I mean, you look at all the past teams, he's not playing with lottery picks.
Nope.
Not at Texas Tech, not at Texas, not at Little Rock, not at Ole Miss. He wins with guys that fit his system.
All right, we'll talk about the Grove Collective, get the good, bad, and ugly, and finish up the show next.
I got a woman way over town. She's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right, she's all right.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now, www.oxford38655.com, or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Sell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags. Anything, everything, all. Miss.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, let's finish up the show. Again, you can go to Ole Miss Spirit at the end of the day and find anything you may have missed. All that audio will be there. So, Grove Collective, their mission is to create and enhance NIL opportunities for Ole Miss student-athletes, providing a level of protection and guidance in today's NIL marketplace. It's a crazy place, but they can help at the Grove Collective. What do we got in the recruiting news?
Yeah, you know, Ben went over a lot of this with the men's basketball portal. I think really right now the hot name that I'm hearing is Jaron Pierre out of Jacksonville State. He's a big-time scorer, averaged over 21.5 points, 5.5 rebounds, 3.8 assists. That means he's got really good eyes. You know, he's not only looking out after himself. Shot 38.2% from three, 81% from free throws. Kind of a Padula role, right? Somebody that can really fill it up from outside, can slash to the basket. Ole Miss hosted Middle Tennessee State guard Justin Porter. He averaged 15 points a game this past year. Second team All-Conference USA. Jaron, he was actually the player of the year in Conference USA last year. It's rumored. We haven't confirmed, but we believe Indiana transfers and former five-star players Bryson Tucker and Mackenzie Magbuko are on campus right now as we speak. Tucker's 6'7", 200-pounder, averaged 5.4 points, 2.9 rebounds. Magbuko, kind of the bigger get right there, is a true freshman, averaged 12.4 points and 4.3 rebounds. There seems to be a lot of smoke that he's trending towards Ole Miss right now. So that's someone definitely to keep your ears open for. Lady Hoops, they're number two right now. Gary in the portal team rankings. They got five signees. We've gone over those before, but Letitia Lattimore, 6'4" forward out of Virginia. 6 foot junior forward out of Wichita State. Jayla Murray, 5'9" guard out of UCF. Caitlin Peterson, Cottie McFerrin out of Ohio State, a big time forward. She was named All Big Ten the last 2 years. Tiana Thompson, freshman point guard out of Georgia Tech.
Every position.
And I mean, you look at these. I mean, Peterson averaged 21 points a game. McMahon averaged 16.5 points a game. Lattimore averaged 14.3 points a game, 8.2 rebounds. These aren't even every position, but these are proven commodities that can put the ball in the hoop. Football visits, Ole Miss commit Jamison Powell out of Folsom, California was in. He's also Ryder Lyons' teammate that is a five-star quarterback, the number four quarterback in the class of 2026. Danny Beal out of Wynn, Arkansas, one of the top defensive linemen in the country. He's been here multiple times. He was there for Meet the Rebels Day. New Albany, four-star offensive lineman. And Mississippi State commit Emmanuel Tucker. We should ask Ben about him since he's from New Albany. Was in for Meet the Rebels Day. He's been here several times lately. Van Cleve, offensive lineman. Dalton Toothman was in for Meet the Rebels Day. A lot of Mississippians here. Tupelo, four-star defensive lineman. Jalen McCoy has set his official visit to Ole Miss. The 6'7 defensive end will come in on June the 6th. Houston, Texas, North Shore, four-star defensive back. Chase Calicut set his official visit on June the 2nd. And then Pike Road, Alabama, and Tennessee commit Braylon Outlaw will return to Ole Miss for his official visit on September the 19th.
And we'll finish it up with the good, bad, and the ugly and tell you about Riverland Roofing, your locally owned roofing firm. Inspections, new roofs, maintenance programs, Riverland has you covered. Home and business, they're a GAF Master Elite contractor. They can offer warranties that last a lifetime. Call or text them, 662-644-4297, or visit the website, riverlandroofing.com.
Yeah, the good. What a turnout for the Ole Miss fans for the Ole Miss Tennessee Baseball Series. Over 33,000 over the weekend, which is the second most in program history. Kudos to the Ole Miss for that kind of showing, and they made a difference. The bad, as well as Ole Miss played over the weekend, they failed for the second time this season against a top five ranked team to close it out in the night to win the series. The series was the nail biter from the first to the last pitch, but they must find someone who can close it out outside Spencer. The ugly, I don't know who made the decision to let Tennessee park their two school buses for the whole crowd to see on Old Taylor Road in front of the baseball stadium. Please, for the love of God, don't ever let that happen again.
My man's mad about the buses.
Oh, well, man, it was just showcase, just Tennessee. Everybody left field are like, what in the world is that? They let their just showcase their buses for the whole stadium to look at? I don't know, but park them in the woods behind the vault, not right there in the prime location.
Baseball tomorrow morning at 11, and then it's off to South Carolina, Pulmonary over there, but struggling. At 2-13 in the SEC.
Yeah, they've won some Friday matchups, a couple of them there. They've played a lot of good teams recently. The state did beat them, and, you know, they're going to be hungry. Ole Miss is going to have to come to play.
South Carolina won the first game, then lost 11-4 and 6-0 to finish it up. All right. So, and then Texas A&M swept them.
And that's kind of the story, right, too, right? The teams at the bottom of the pecking order here in the SEC, Mississippi State, Texas A&M, and Florida, start to play a lot better
recently. They definitely are. All right, we'll be back for Monday. Thanks, Yancey.
Hotty toddy.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.